In a beautiful town, there lived a little girl with her loving parents and her brother Rami. One of her favorite pastimes was attending the storytelling at the local theater. All the children gathered every day and listened carefully to the tales of Uncle Nasser the Hakawati. But one day, he promised that his tale was not a tale at all. He said to the children,
"This is not a tale from my imagination. Each one of you can live this special adventure. During this time of the year, 1,000 lost red balloons gather together to form a huge hot air balloon with a little basket. The balloons will pass right over this theater and will carry the lucky child who sees it first."
The kids were fascinated by the story and asked,
"What time will the balloon pass, Uncle Nasser?"
"There is no specific time, my children, but it will pass any day now before sunset. So you must sit and watch the sky patiently," he replied.
All the children got excited and went to sleep that night, each dreaming they would be the one to go on this wonderful journey. Rami told Kamar,
"There's no doubt that I will be the one to ride the balloon. I will be patient and watch the sky. I mean, how hard can it be?"
On the first day, 30 children gathered around the theater, all looking up at the sky, waiting for the balloon to pass. The minutes and hours passed with no trace of the balloon, so they all went home disappointed. The same thing happened the second day, and as the days passed, less children showed up. Soon enough, there were only 3 children left, Rami, Kamar, and their friend Sahar.
"Let's go play. There's no point in waiting," said Rami.
Kamar thought about it, but then remembered the Hakawati's words and said,
"No, it's okay. I'll wait. Imagine all the beautiful things that can happen if I get on that balloon."
Kamar stayed and watched the sky, only to see a huge hot air balloon made of 1,000 red balloons fly by and land right beside her. She climbed into the basket and the balloon carried her up slowly, passing by the playground where she saw all the children looking up in shock and waving at her with excitement. She went on a wonderful journey. She saw the roofs of all the houses she knew, the trees as if they were sticks with unusual hair. She saw boats in the ocean and birds flying by. She saw children's hands waving at her, admiring her for all the time she had spent waiting. When her adventure was over, she came down and all the kids gathered around her, asking about her journey. Kamar became the new storyteller and the kids listened. Each dreamt of living the same adventure as Kamar after learning that the wait was truly worth it.